USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Rather than taking part in the third Republican presidential primary debate in Miami, former President Donald Trump will be hosting a rally in the nearby city of Hialeah. His campaign disclosed this afternoon that the Republican presidential frontrunner will hold an evening event at Ted Hendricks Stadium. He's slated to appear on stage at 7 p.m. on November 8th. The U.S. is advocating for the release of all hostages currently held captive by Hamas. This plea follows the recent release of two American hostages to Israeli authorities.
Over the coming hours, they'll receive any support and assistance they need. And, of course, we're very anxious to be able to reunite them with their loved ones. We welcome their release. We share in the relief that their families, friends, and loved ones are feeling.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken stated that there are 10 additional unaccounted for Americans in the conflict, and it is suspected some of them may be among the roughly 200 hostages held by the Palestinian militant group in Gaza. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has withdrawn his candidacy for Speaker of the House. This decision comes after a confidential GOP ballot earlier today.
But I thought it was important that we all know, get an answer to the question if they wanted me to continue in that role. And so we put the question to them. They made a different decision.
With Jordan's withdrawal, the Republican conference is currently without a nominee 2 weeks after Kevin McCarthy's historic removal. Sean Fain, president of the United Auto Workers, is reporting positive developments with GM and Stellantis. In a Facebook Live update, he stated that there is more to be gained. The strike against the automakers has now entered its 36th day. During the 2022 election cycle, Sam Bankman-Fried and Associates reportedly funneled $50 million into undisclosed dark money groups. That's according to court documents. They supported Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Orlando resident David Trones has been convicted of first-degree murder for killing his wife, Shanti Cooper Trones, in 2018. The dispute arose from disagreements over appearing together on a home renovation TV show. Trones was swiftly sentenced to life in prison after the guilty verdict. Prosecutors stated that Trones had invested a lot of money in home renovations with the hope of appearing on the A&E reality show Zombie House Flipping. However, Cooper Trones' refusal to participate led to heated arguments, ultimately resulting in her death. Former President Trump is potentially facing imprisonment for breaching a gag order in his New York fraud trial. Trump's lawyer apologized on his behalf, asserting that it was an inadvertent error. Despite a directive from the Manhattan Supreme Court judge to remove it, Trump retained a Truth Social post criticizing the judge's law clerk. Sandflies are causing skin infections in the United States.
The tiny flies are about a quarter of the size of a mosquito and live in forested, warm, wet areas. Medical epidemiologists at the CDC, Dr. Mary Kam, told CNN that they can be particularly dangerous because it can be hard to notice if you've been bitten. She said the CDC has detected the infection leishmaniasis in many tissue samples collected from patients who say they haven't traveled outside the country. I'm Dave Collins.
According to U.S. News and World Report, San Diego tops the list for the highest cost of living in the United States. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.